A week-long student sit-in at the administration building on Syracuse University's campus is entering the weekend. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports.
The sit-in started Monday with a large, boisterous march on campus, which culminated with occupying the administrative building. Organizer Becca Glazer, a grad student, says they're upset over a lack of transparency and support for marginalized students from Chancellor Kent Siverud's office.
Students, staff, and faculty!
A smaller march took place this morning in a light rain, ahead of a Board of Trustees meeting where the board was expected to vote on changes to the university's mission statement. Glazer says the university seems no longer interested in engaging with the full community.
It's very severe, these changes, to recognize.
Earlier this fall, students held a large rally over the college's quiet closure of a sexual assault victim resource center. It sparked the creation of a student group and list of grievances. The chancellor and Dean B. Gonzalez have met with the students. In a letter to the campus community, Gonzalez says the lack of agreement so far is disappointing, but they're working to address the group's lengthy list of demands. She says in order for the dialogue to continue, though, the students need to end the sit-in. Glazer says they have no plans to, even if they get locked in over the weekend. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.